when people start to get used to receiving value from your stories, sometimes they even look for you. When there's consistency, they start to anticipate what you post. And the moment they search for you, then you have more chances of being seen again by them or by other people.
What is up, fam? This is your host, Mae Bornilio, and welcome to the Scale on Socials podcast, the show for social media managers and service providers who want to grow a profitable online business. This is a space where you learn how to sign clients, bring in more income, and make more impact. All these without complicated tech or complex funnels. Instead, we'll go with simple yet powerful methods that you can use right now. Over the past years, I've grown from charging $2 per hour into growing my flagship program, helping service providers hit $5,000 to $10,000 cash months, all through socials. Social media can change your life if done right. And I am here to share with you the best lessons I've learned in this journey in hopes that it can help yours too. Let's get into the goods of today's podcast.
Awesome. Let's do this. I like stories when they're stories, when they're natural, when they're not scripted. We have a lot of scripted stuff, but this is a great way to insert your personality as well. So we're going to explore a few different things. Right now, we just want to understand what are the different kinds, where do we start, and what are the themes for each? Because like our content, we can just do it in rotation. Okay. Lately, I've been seeing that a lot of my stories from before, more than a year back, they live in the highlights. And people love to go through highlights because they watch, right, instead of reading. Sometimes they do read, but they watch. Even if it's a year ago, people still respond to call to actions there or respond to a lead magnet invite there. And now with Reels and TikTok, you can download it and upload it in these platforms as well. So we're just going to utilize repurposing to make sure that your efforts, they don't expire in 24 hours. Yeah. Many of the people that I know, they also use the stories content to be feed content, turn it into feed content. So those are some ideas you can think of when you think of like, oh, this takes so much effort and then it's just 24 hours, right? Like you can give it a longer shelf life if you want. Let's just talk about the why. Simply warm up existing audience. It's a nurturing stage. We have three stages of our funnel. It's a middle of the funnel strategy. It converts warm audience to paying clients. So what are the common areas that people are uncertain with when they're not signing up yet? And just to be clear, this is not a visibility strategy, right? This does not get new people to see you because algorithm does not favor that. It's not made for that. It is made to nurture. Know, like, and trust you more, right? Like this is your current lead pool. What are the common areas where there is uncertainty signing up with you? Like you have leads, you've got your Facebook groups, you've done your job, but you know, you have leads, but they're not interacting. You have leads, but they're not converting. They're uncertain in areas of return of investment. One of the things are ROI, your readiness. So things that you can give them clarity through Instagram stories. Your readiness, meaning your expertise, your experience, and your credibility. So what does that tell us? When people are uncertain about the return of investment, people are uncertain about your readiness, about your expertise, your credibility. How will you be able to perform? Are you going to be able to perform what you said you will deliver? Like there are doubts and there are, you know, thoughts about you. Not just that, their readiness too. What is required of them for this to work? Because we all live in the problem promise. Problem is, this is your problem. I'm going to help you solve it. This is the promise. I'm going to help you achieve that. So areas where there's uncertainty, how ready is May to deliver the coaching program? How ready is Aish to show up and implement the coaching program? So like there's both sides. These are things that sometimes are spoken and sometimes are unspoken. You know, there are doubts that they openly tell you about and there are doubts that are just in their heads. So we will use this format to answer those things. Okay. The process. If I sign up with this, how is the process going to be? If I sign up with it, what is required of me? How will she do it? What will it look like? So another area where we could shed more light on through Instagram stories. A few of the problems, inconsistency. Sometimes we show up, sometimes we don't. And it requires a lot of effort to be consistent. However, when people start to get used to receiving value from your stories, sometimes they even look for you. When there's consistency, they start to anticipate what you post. And the moment they search for you, then you have more chances of being seen again by them or by other people. Flat pattern. Another problem when it comes to Instagram stories is when you post 10 slides, 15 slides at once, even like less than that, but like it's flat and it becomes boring and people skip, skip, skip. So I want to make this clear, by the way, that I think a part of Instagram stories is to help us with nurturing and to sign clients. But I also don't want to teach you guys in a way that you're not allowed to enjoy your stories. Like if you have something to say and you want to chit chat on stories and you want to use that to show your personality, even if it's not business connected, like I want you to enjoy that because it is when everything becomes so controlled that you no longer have the freedom to do things that you used to enjoy that you're like, oh, now it's just another tool. If we can find a sweet spot and it can cover both I'm having fun and there are days when I'm just documenting my life and things that I like to without intention to sign clients. And I'm also strategic that when I do stories, it's actually moving clients in that straight line. So just going back to this, problems with when we're doing it is inconsistency, flat pattern. If they're seeing like the same old things every single day, it gets boring and people skip. And look at your behavior towards other people's stories. I want you to look at your own behavior. When do you start skipping? When do you start going back to a person's Instagram stories? Like for me, I start skipping when I see that there's like a ton of stories and they're like saying the same thing. I don't like, I notice my behavior. I don't like it when there are no subtitles and I have to like just really wait and stay there for 3 minutes to understand the full thing. So I like having subtitles because I can put it on mute and I can read what's happening, right? So then that's why when I create mine, I would put subtitles or I would put like a caption on the story itself so that people would understand. Because if they're like me, the audio is on mute. Or if there's something that I really want to say, I would put the sound on sticker. Like I want you to think about how do you consume other people's content and observe what are the things that you like and you don't like. Another problem is there's nothing in it for them. Like there's nothing in it for the viewers. Sometimes you talk about your personal stuff. You show your life. I truly believe and I have seen how when you break the pattern by doing real life, like showing people real you, that's one of the best ways to be remembered because then they start building a perception of you. And you're no longer just a graphic on Instagram, one of the many social media managers, right? And that has become part of your brand. It is because of your consistency. And I think whatever you are consistent on is your brand. Whatever you keep showing up with is your brand. I have a friend who, obviously, she teaches branding, Marina, if you guys know her. She teaches branding. But also, I notice that not all of her stuff are business, but all of her stuff are her. Like, she's always in nature and she's always in her meditation mode and her inner self work. And so when I think of her, I think of that thing. And it's a sweet balance between this is what I do when I'm launching and I'm still me. This is what I do when I'm just traveling. So I want you to think about it as a 50-50 of I am enjoying it and this is me. And I get remembered based on my personality. And they almost know you, right? They feel like they know you. They like you because they understand you and you're showing that to them compared to just always putting graphics in and you're blending it with everybody. Something that I think is so lovely to do is the Q&A. The weekly Q&A is something that we've recently tried that is so, so cool because, and I've not done that for the longest time. Like I just started it. I see other people doing it, but I'm starting to see how beneficial it can be because one, the fear that people have why they don't do this is what if nobody asks questions? Guys, you can post in Facebook group and we will ask questions that you can answer, you know? And you can think of, and I did this before, and if I did not have, I have questions now, but if I didn't have questions, I would have used my personal account to send questions to my business account so that I could answer it. Because sometimes people have questions and they don't engage, they don't interact, but you know they have those questions. When you did your market research, you know this is a common question that people ask. When you think about the times when people ask you for help and your friends and your passion projects, you know they have questions. Sometimes they don't ask it. And you need You cannot wait for people to ask you the question in order for you to show your expertise and credibility, right? So you don't wait for people to ask you questions. Ask your friend to ask you the question. Use your personal account to send the question to your business account sticker. Ask OBS group to send you questions so that you can answer it. And that answer can go to TikTok. That answer can go to Reels. That answer can go to feed posts, right? And that answer can go to your highlights. So you're now creating one piece of very practical converting content that spread to all of these things, right? I think, guys, let's face the fact that we don't want to put 24 hours in the business. Seriously, though, like, I don't want the hustle culture. I don't like it anymore. I think we've been so conditioned to do that. But seriously, like, the dream life isn't the overworked employee life. So we have to find different ways to create something that lasts more and reaches more people and is more strategic and not just blindly follow tips and tricks that everyone is teaching. You know, I was scrolling through Facebook group for advices and tips. Like, I just want to get a feel of it. And there are so many, many, many of us who teach how to get clients. And everything is about content and nurture. And nobody was teaching anything about visibility. And I was like, man, if it were me who was starting out, and there's so many people who are starting out, they would buy the course and they would sign up with the course because they believe what the person said. But in reality, looking at it from a perspective of, I know how it works, there's so many people who sign up to something and they're not taught what they need at the stage where they're in. Right. And so what I want you guys to know is whoever you're following or whoever you're, you know, modeling from, there are coaches that we love. There are personalities that we love. Be selective and intentional with what you execute. Like, your execution is everything. You can overwhelm yourself with information, but your energy is precious. So be it in places where you get the most out of it, where it would make the most sense at the stage you're in business. Like, I won't listen or I won't buy the course of a person who reached her goals but started already famous. I will go with a person, if I am right at the starting stage and this is my current situation, I will look for someone who's gone through that and navigated that situation where she or he can really help me because she's been through it, right? So you have to be selective with what you implement. Instagram stories is not, again, a visibility strategy. It is a nurture strategy. It can only be a visibility strategy if you use it to Reels and TikTok, if you use it in something that is favored by algorithm. But it's rare for you to increase it using Instagram stories in itself. You will be supported by the same things, by the Facebook group lead generation, by the outreach. I think one of the best ways to do more people see your stories is the third method of visibility, third method of driving traffic, collaboration, Instagram takeover, invite people for Instagram live, people who have the same or more audience than you. And that's how you audience hack, right? There was a time when I was so much into live sessions and the strategy was this. I was in another person's podcast and we would stream that on live. My purpose was this. I was less than or maybe around 1,000, and they're all more than 1,000 because 1,000 is, you know, like a starting point. Other person has 5,000, other person has 2,000. Other people have low followers. I didn't care. I wanted to audience hack. If I can go to your profile and I'd get access to your 800 followers, or let's say half of that 400 people will see it, that's amazing. It didn't pay anything. I leveraged my speaking skills. I put my expertise out there. And then it was not just thinking about the current live. Like, sometimes we get disheartened by going live and then have four people watching it. But the thought process was, four people might be watching it now, but this will be in her profile. And she has a business. She will continue to drive people to her own profile. And so many people who's going to come through her profile will see me in there. And so now I'm forever exposed to her future audience. Like, zoom out and see this strategy in a long-term vision. So what's behind it? What's behind the Instagram stories today?
Fam, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Scale on Socials podcast, the show for action takers who are ready to turn their goals into reality. If you found value in this and would like to work closely with me and my team and learn how to sign premium clients online, here's what you have to do. Go to my Instagram at Make It Happen, that is spelled as at M-A-E-K-I-T Happen, and send me a DM with the word OBS. That's letter O-B-S. My aim is to help social media managers and service providers turn your skills into an actual profitable business. We will teach you the strategies, the steps, and the tools that you need so you can be consistent in getting high-quality clients and serve them with confidence. Again, head over to my Instagram at Make It Happen and DM me the word OBS, and we will have a quick chat to see whether or not I can help you scale online. All right, I'll speak with you soon. And don't forget, we have one life. Live it to your best today. Bye.